tell us who Paul Benowitz was, what he was thought he was onto, and how ultimately that led to bad things for him.
Yeah, and Paul Benowitz was, by all accounts, a very brilliant man. He was an engineer who ran his own company, Thunder Scientific, which is actually based just on the edge of Kirtland Air Force Base, and still is, actually, and you can still see the sign there. And he was the company, Thunder Scientific, manufactured sort of instrumentation and parts for aircraft for the Air Force and for NASA and for other organizations. And in the sort of mid to late 1979, Benowitz lived right on the edge of the base, about just downtown from the outside, and so had a clear view from his kind of deck out over much of Kirtland Air Force Base. And in the summer of 79, he began noticing strange lights kind of flying around over the part of the base nearest his house, near the Manzano storage area, which is actually a kind of two mountains with a huge kind of nuclear bunker cut into them, where at the time nuclear warheads were stored. So Benowitz was seeing strange lights flying around and began filming them, and he also began picking up odd radio sort of signals and emissions, which he connected intuitively to these lights he was seeing. And being a good citizen and a patriot, which he was, he sort of contacted the security people at Kirtland and said, "Look, I've got something here I think you ought to see." And very quickly they arranged a meeting with him, and they sort of discussed what these might be, and told him to sort of keep at it, keep filming them and keep them informed. And what effectively happened was that AFOSI encouraged Benowitz in his belief that these lights were in fact belonging to extraterrestrial craft that were flying over the area, and indeed had a kind of malevolent intention and were planning some kind of sort of invasion or attack. And this became something of an obsession for Benowitz, and over the years his sort of state of mind really deteriorated quite badly, until in the, I think it was 1986, he was institutionalized for a month in a mental hospital.
So Benowitz thinks that he's seeing UFOs over the Manzano weapons storage area, does the good thing and tells the Air Force about it. He thinks it might be a threat to nuclear weapons. They take advantage of it and lead him down this path, they being Rick Doty and Bill Moore. And they sort of feed his obsession, and it leads to dire consequences, or at least it ends in dire consequences for Benowitz.
Yeah, and I think for the entire UFO research field, because much of the information that Benowitz was being fed and then himself generating was sort of pumped into the field and spread a lot of, you know, outrageous and quite frightening ideas and very sensational ideas into the UFO research field. And these are ideas that are still with us today. So ideas of underground alien bases.
Dulce base, right?
Yeah, exactly. Dulce, New Mexico. Genetic and experimentation and abduction of humans and cattle, sort of sinister bargains and deals between the U.S. government and these extraterrestrials, or between a cabal within the U.S. government and these extraterrestrials. So a lot of popular ideas that are still sort of with us, and these were seeded, you know, we're talking nearly 30 years ago now, 25 years ago now.
You know, a lot of people look at, for example, the MJ-12 documents or the Aquarius document that a lot of our listeners would be familiar with, and they say, well, you know, even if these were made up, there are elements of truth to them. You think there are elements of truth, or they're just completely fabricated for whatever reasons?
These days I would lean towards B, that they were completely fabricated to just to create a kind of smokescreen and to lure the UFO research community away from what was at the time the sort of most important and critical development in Air Force technology yet developed, which was the stealth program. And actually, I think if you kind of chart the sort of development of the stealth program from the late 70s through to the late 80s and this really intense period of information warfare kind of conducted against the UFO community, you see they match up quite well, and I think that might be sort of what was at the root of this whole business.